Cliff Central. The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.
YLP, Youth Leadership Platform. I'm Adrian Groenewald with me.
Hello, Chanel.
Chanel from Student Brands. And it's great to partner with you guys. It's a new venture. We launched it in June, which is, of course, Youth Month. The mistake we made, but I wouldn't do it differently, is we launched it in the middle of holidays or somewhere towards the beginning of the holidays, whatever. So now this platform will really liven up, I think, now that the youth are coming back. Varsity starting today?
When? Yes, officially today.
Okay.
That's why the traffic was terrible this morning.
But we blame the students for everything, don't we?
But yeah, very excited, start of a new term. You know, it is still a little bit cold, but you know, keep warm, keep at it.
Okay. So in the studio we have the next generation. They are recipients of, for example, an ACTUS program, which is a movement amongst students. Helping them become social entrepreneurs, if I can put it that way, bringing the brain and the heart into it, the brain of business, the heart of society, caring for society, and then also a recipient, hopefully the second one comes, Tule, but we've got Kobus Venter, who's a recipient of the Samsung process. And then for an actors, we've got Harriet Mokgeti and Nezaru Novella. Welcome, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Are you happy to be here?
Excited to be here.
Let's get it. Come on. You represent the youth. Where's that energy?
Okay. No, this is exciting. I have to say this is really, really exciting. We really, really appreciate the opportunity to be here, actually.
Now, I don't know what the heck we're going to say today. I don't know what's going to come out of this conversation. What I do want is for youth to hear it. Okay. So we have a strong social media spin-off. We have a strong social brand spin-off. We can get this conversation to a couple of youth out there. So you may or may not today inspire them to be entrepreneurs, but we want you to be open and honest about the challenges you face, messages to the politicians, messages to youth, messages to big corporate. This is your platform, okay, to share from your heart what you want to share with the world. You were doing a lot of arrangements out there, so I don't know if you got a bit of a gist of what our previous leaders said on the show. Any comments on that? We had board member of Enactus and someone representing Samsung. Did you pick up anything there that you want to comment on initially at all? No one?
No.
Yeah,
I would like to say...
Did they say anything you disagree with or that you passionately agree with?
No, passionately agree with. I'm glad there's organizations like these guys helping our youth to get out of the starting blocks. So that's great.
Yeah, what's your message to Enactus? So you're sitting here, you would say to us, like our previous two guests we also had on our business masterclass to SME owners, you would obviously have positive sentiments towards Enactus.
True.
What is your message to them? What role did they play in you sitting here today as youth entrepreneurs? Yeah, let's start with Harriet.
Okay. Well, first of all, Enactus is a massive platform, not only for people that want to start their own businesses, but for students, and allowing you to basically have first-hand experience outside of the classroom. So what you learn, you're able to implement that on real-life basis. So that it gave us a massive platform for that, to learn that, yes, as much as we're studying towards different courses and learning different stuff in class, there's actually a place for all of that in the real-life world. So it played a huge role with that regard.
And I do believe as you get older, you'll look back and say that was more valuable than lectures. That was more valuable than the academic knowledge that I acquired, although that's all important.
That's very true. It's very important. So we can't take that away from the academic space, the classroom space. However, with Enactus, you learn much more and it registers and you're able to implement that and take what you learn and basically implement that on a real life basis, on a real business that exists, a business that has real life problems, a startup that is facing challenges, and you're able to come in and take what you learned in your lectures, from your lectures, in your lecture halls, and implement that on a real business.
But the spin-off is also social interaction, people interaction, presentation skills in front of an audience of 1,500 eventually, preparation, discipline. I mean, I can just rattle off all the attributes that you're developing just through your Enactus experience, and no doubt Samsung as well. So those are things which, it's like an MBA course. Mm-hmm. People think having the three letters behind your name matters. No, what matters is what you, the interactions during those 2-3 years. They were really tough and rough. All right, so Nezaru, your message to Enactus before we ask you to give your message to youth.
Okay, my message to Enactus, actually, number one, I have to say, it's a platform that that gives young people an opportunity to actually showcase what they're capable of. I mean, most of the times you look at young people, I think the crisis that we're facing actually in SA is that most of the young people are not given enough opportunity to actually showcase what they can do. They're not given an opportunity to actually, or the freedom actually to show off or to give what they actually have been given to them, okay, or actually what they have within them or their potential, to showcase their potential.
Must they be given the opportunity or must they claim it?
Both. Mm. Both. I would say both, because number one, some people actually, we come from different backgrounds, and I think, I mean, from my side, I'm just going to talk about myself right now. I mean, I was told that I can do things. I was being encouraged from home, but another young person is never told that. They don't know that. They don't know when they see an opportunity. Then how do you expect such to actually take an opportunity? So I think Enactus is actually that opportunity that's created for young people to actually realize, because you're working with students. That's actually so interesting. Students that are vibrant, students from different backgrounds, that are actually talented, that are actually having all the different skills from coming from different disciplines, like it was mentioned earlier on. So it's actually a platform, a huge platform for young people to actually show forth or to showcase what they're capable of, and actually have a word or have a say, not only in words but in action, to move the country forward.
Okay, but do you agree youngsters mustn't wait for an opportunity to be able to showcase themselves, or they must go and claim it? They must find places, find the Enactuses, find the Samsungs, find social media. Gosh, these days you hardly need any of these people. You just have social media if you really put your mind to it. But maybe that's a bit bold. I want each of you to tell us, what are you doing in the entrepreneurial space at the moment? Let's start with, now I must just remember, Quibus. What are you doing right now? How did you land into entrepreneurialism, Mami?
Well, I suppose what we're doing is vertical farming. The grow your own product is hydroponic farming.
Right, for idiots like me.
It's basically growing your veggies without soil. So it's you use water and
you need a little space for that. You don't need a lot of space, or do you?
Yeah, small space, 1 by 1 meter space. Our product is a little pop-up farm in a box. That's what we're calling it. And we feel it's South Africa's ready to be taught how to grow food hydroponically, and then the rest of Africa from there.
Okay, and how did you stumble onto this?
Staying in a small complex, having small space available, me and my partner Marius tinkering around with some ideas of hydroponics. I only found out about hydroponics probably 2 years ago, what it is.
What did you study? What's your background?
Information technology, web designer. So from web designing to farming, it's a pretty jump.
Yeah, we all make those jumps these days. Yeah,
yeah, why not? You have all to right. be bold.
So that's what you're in?
Yeah.
Okay. And then Harriet, what are you involved in?
Okay, so I am, in a nutshell, a bag maker. So I
make bags.
I make bags. I design, I shop for material, I sit down, I create a bag. And I'm not being as specific as to what kind of bag, because the customer tells me what they want. So the customer has an opportunity to design their own bag.
Do they know what bags they want? I mean, I just want a bag.
Some don't, and that's where I come in. Okay. And I help you figure out what kind of bag you want. But I'm not...
You're a bag psychologist. You literally help me understand.
One could say that, yes.
Finally.
Finally, someone. Now we need a shoe psychologist making the shoes that I want. Okay.
Yes. So how I came upon that... I didn't learn how to sew from, or just being taught or studied what I do. I did not. Backtrack to when I was about 10 years, and I'd see my granny patch socks. And for me, it was just watching what she's doing and being like, oh, okay, let me try and do that myself. And I started doing that. So when other girls would play with dolls, I had no interest in that, only to make them clothes. Fast forward to high school, I'd make simple bags, and people would always be like, where did you buy that? And I'd be like, no guys, I didn't buy it. Nobody would believe me. And that sort of sparked something that, hey, okay, I see what's sort of happening here.
People have eyes for bags.
They do. And then came Varsity. I studied entrepreneurship, and
become entrepreneurship,
or a diploma in entrepreneurship.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes. So in our entrepreneurship model, third year, we had a practical assignment where you had to start a business from zero rand. So you can't have any money put into the business. You have to literally start with what you have at that point.
Your resources that you have at your disposal.
Yes. So you start with what you have and you make it work and you make a business out of it. So before, that was what I did, because I never bought anything. anything that breaks around the house. Jeans that are torn, I'd use that. A bag that breaks, they chuck it in the bin. And I'm like, guys, no.
This is the example of if you have no resources, you can find a way. Yeah,
that is true. And I'd like to say that's where Enactus also came in. You work with what you've got. You make that and you run with it. And then back to my story. That's how I'd always make bags. If a bag breaks in the house, they knew. Everybody in the house knew. You don't throw anything away before passing it on to Harriet first. She takes what she wants and she chucks away what she doesn't need.
Let me guess, your project in your third year was making bags.
True.
Okay.
But that's not where it started. The project had three phases. So the first, you have to be in a group. Second, you can go solo. So I only started at the final stage where I was like, hey, you know what? This is third year. This is the perfect place or the perfect start that I could get doing something as an assignment where you have the extra push. You're very motivated to make it work because there's marks at stake. You have to graduate. So at that point, I'd been making bags before, but by hand. And I thought, okay, I need a machine to make bags faster, handle capacity more, handle the demand more as well, because I do everything myself.
Mm.
Everything that the business is, I do myself. So I'm the business.
Mm. Okay. All right, so you did that project and the rest is history. Now you make bags. Is that what you do?
Yes. Right now, I focus solely on bags. A lot of people ask me, why don't you make clothes? And I feel like, well, I'll get there if I feel like I want to. But at the moment, there are a lot of other people making clothes and not so many. When I tell people I'm making bags, people turn around and they're like, wow, are you serious? And I'm like, yes, I make bags.
Okay.
So for me, that's what works for me. That's... One could say I'm passionate about what I do. Getting an order is the most exciting thing ever, and having to design, or even if the customer doesn't know what they want.
Now you go to say to people, listen, I'm going to visit your home and I'm going to look at what's there, what's lying around. I'll make your bag with what's in your home. Let's find the junk in your home, the old material, your old... my mind is running. Let's quickly find out. Now, I want you and Quibus to think, because the questions coming to you are, what's your messages to the lawmakers of our country? What's your message to youth? What inspires you? Okay, because I want us to inspire them to be entrepreneurs, because that's what you are. Yeah, you're talking to them today, okay? Forget us. You're not talking to us. All right, let's go to Nazaro. What are you involved with?
Okay, where do I start? let me actually start.
You've got
by
a minute. Okay. I know Harriet set the bar a little high. She spoke longer, but go for it. No, take your time.
All right. First of all, I'd like to just start by giving sort of a bit background. You know, I was raised in a family that is business-minded. I mean, they would start anything. Even if it wouldn't really work out, they would start again, start something else. It would fail, start again. But I was actually taught how to survive. Because my mother used to say to me that, you know, I don't want you to be left stranded. You need to know how to take care of yourself. And because if you can sell, and if you can give people your smile, people will buy into whatever that you want to sell them. So she taught me how to smile, so people actually bought.
You've been smiling since you walked into the
studio.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So for instance, I realized that I had passion for business when I wanted to come to varsity. But before that, I thought to myself, you know what, I need to get skills. I need to learn more about business. I need to know the basics. I need to know the most important things about business. And I came to UJ, you know, where I learned. I did business management. I did business administration. And in the process of that, actually, with the hard work that I was actually putting in, a lot of my potential was actually realized that the university actually employed me. That was actually the most interesting part of everything. But on top of that, I had my business in mind. And the name of my business is actually Nezrotech. So Nezrotech, it's a consulting business. It's doing corporate training. It's doing one-on-one coaching. I work with the youth. And so far, I mean, I have had an opportunity to speak to over 400 youth, young people actually, and work with them.
What did you study? Business management?
Business management, yes. Okay. I'm a national diploma. And then I also did my BTEC in business administration. I'm currently doing my honors, actually, in strategic management.
All right. Keep going.
So the opportunities that were actually presented to me, I never just wanted to let them go. I wanted to just embrace them and not only keep everything to myself, but also give something back to the community. So for instance, I mean, I'm working with the farmers. I mean, it's over 150 farmers that we're working with, urban farmers in Soweto. And at the moment, my services are for free. I'm offering those services for free, and I'm training them in business, in business models and how to market their business and how to do their paperwork. I mean, most of the people, I think, most of the business is actually failing because people are not well educated to do bookkeeping, and it's the most daunting task ever. So I've developed material, training materials for not only individuals, but also for corporate, you know. So this is literally what I'm doing. And the business is actually taking off very, very great. And the demand is coming, and people are asking quite a lot of questions. And I would say that people
But it's challenging, isn't it? To close those contracts, to get people to buy into you. What's your experience? What's your background? What projects have you done? So that comes your way all the time.
Definitely. Okay. And people say that they will pitch, or people say that they agree with you and they don't.
Okay.
So that's one thing. And people give you promises and they never come.
All right. So while you all think of your message to youth, your message to lawmakers and what inspires you, Chanel, any questions you have for our inspiring...
I want to know from each of them, you were saying now that people say no. And that's something I think we've all had to face at one time or another. How did you deal with that personally?
Okay.
The rejections, the no's in life.
Most definitely. And I wouldn't want to be the Superman at the moment and say, no, I just woke up and I figured it out. No. There were one point...
I thought you were one of those.
No. I'll be lying. There's been a lot of people that have invested in me. And I'm talking about mentors. I've kept close people to my heart that I can go and say, ah, man, I'm down. They rejected my offer. They didn't get this. They didn't get that. And these are the people that are actually investing in me and saying to me, no, you can't afford to give up right now. You have to get up and go again and try again. So I'm not that person that... always strong and always having everything figured together. But there are people actually that are giving me an opportunity, or that are investing in me or empowering me to actually continue moving forward and handle the no's that I get along the way.
Okay. So let's go to Quibus. Answer the question there by Chanel.
I believe that you only fail when you stop trying and you give up. So the no shouldn't stop you at any point.
Okay, so that's just a belief that you have.
Absolutely.
All right, but you're still down at times, aren't you?
No, we're all human, eh? There's no supermans here.
Yeah, we have to deal with the no's. In fact, the guys at the street corners, we can ask them about no. Harriet?
Okay, so I'd like to say I share similar sentiments to what Nazar is saying. I've learned to understand how critical and how important it is to have a group of people that believe in you so much that even at times when you feel that this is not working, this I don't see the like you don't see the light. There's people around you that always pick you up, that always remind you of why you started in the first place. Because sometimes you need that extra push. You need that external person, you know, that is not in your shoes, but sees this bigger picture that you're not seeing at that point. And just adding on to that, I'd say that, you know, sometimes if you're doing what you love, genuinely so, something that even if anything was to be taken away from you, you still have this one thing that you feel like if anything was to go, this was must be the one thing that stays. For me, that just pushes me to be like, you know what, this is my baby. This is what I want to still be doing 50 years from now. This is what keeps me not sleeping at night because my mind is buzzing.
It's a nice feeling, isn't it?
It is. It's an amazing
burden.
Feeling.
It's a burden because you sleep less, but I mean, it's a nice burden to carry.
True. So if you have that, if your business is your passion and something that you genuinely love doing, then no's are like, oh, okay, you're lost. You know, you're down. Yes, you'd be down. But at the end of the day, it's like today's a new day. We forget about yesterday. We forget about this person that made me feel like...
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And as you can see, energy. Guys, we've got 3-4 minutes left. I want you to give a message to decision makers out there that impact the entrepreneurial environment. I want you to give a message, particularly to your peers, youth, students that are walking the road that you've just walked. Let's start with Quibus. What is your message? You're a man of few words, I can see, but go for it.
Absolutely. I think number one is get involved with the network environment, like MeTime saying. A lot of us, you jump away and you do what you do, but you've got no clue. You need a business plan, marketing plan, you need to register your company, so you need professionals to help you. That's why most of the startup fail within the first 2-3 years.
Correct.
That's the one thing. Then I would say to decision makers, get down on the ground, stop playing politics behind closed doors. There's real problems in the country we need to solve. And a lot of youths, we've got answers to most of the problems. Assist us in that and help networks like these guys to help us.
Help those networks to help you engage the youth. They've got some solutions. They're on the ground. And get out from your ivy towers and come talk to the people with the issues. All right, so let's jump all the way. We'll give Harry the last chance. Nezaru, your message to the decision makers, lawmakers, but also youth.
Okay, my message to decision makers is, number one, they must just do what they're supposed to do and don't lazy around, because I mean there's a lot at stake. There's a lot that is happening in the world today and that needs people's attention. People need help, and they are up there for a reason, to help other people. They are there to serve, so they must start serving instead of empowering themselves and taking everything to themselves. So that's my message to them. And then secondly, for the youth, actually, I think whatever you have, whatever dream that you have, whatever aspiration, whatever passion, whatever dream that you have, why don't you go for it? I mean, you have nothing to lose. I mean, you're not going to make it out of life alive. So you better just go out there and do it anyway. Because whether we like it or not, we're all going to die. So I think young people, just wake up and realize that no one is going to create opportunities for you. No one is going to knock at your door and give you opportunities, but you have to stand up and go there and create opportunities for yourself, because no one ever is going to give you such opportunities.
Thank you so much, Nezaru. Inspiring words, Harriet.
Yeah, I'd like to just focus more on the youth. I believe that nothing is going to come to me. And even through my varsity years, I'd get involved in literally everything, because I feel like this time is going to end. And when it ends, I want to have gained so much from this experience. So as a young person, you need to understand that, yes, sometimes things are not working out the way you want them to work out. But who cares? And is that going to help you tomorrow? So take all the opportunities that come your way. Look for things that interest you. Go out there and do your research. But most importantly, when it comes to business, I think that a lot of young people don't get into it because they're stuck at the planning stage. They're stuck at wanting to get all these paperwork done before. They're stuck at wanting to do that business plan before starting the business. I feel like start your business. Get your business done. Get that first client. Get money rolling in. And then once you have money, or once you've got your clients, then all these paperwork can follow. Then you can modify your business. Do that business plan if you want to. Or do all those. But a lot of people get stuck.
Plan in the fly. In today's world, you can't have planning paralysis. You've got to plan while you run, while you fly.
Sure.
Chanel, I'm going to ask you 30 seconds, wrap up what you take away from the show, just the heartbeat, and then maybe if we have a minute, the old man, maybe not time for that, but I wanted the old man to quickly give a final thought.
You can do it. Nothing is impossible. I'm truly inspired sitting amongst other people of my age who's doing amazing things, who's making a life for themselves. You know, if everyone in this room can do it, so can you.
Chanel Karawan from Student Brands. She helps us run the Youth Leadership Platform. This is the YLP. Thank you, folks, all of you joining us. Let me try and get this right. So we've got Nezaru, we've got Quibus, and Harriet. Thank you for joining us. And
thank
of course,
you.
Ian
Thank
Wright
you.
Earlier from representing Samsung South Africa and the wonderful project they're doing. And of course, we had Carl Ballett from Enactus. Thank you so much, everyone, and the old man. I'm Adrian Groenewald. Can't wait to be with you next week again. To run the Youth Leadership Platform. It's going to start livening up now that the students are alive again. Stay with us and have a fantastic week.
The Leadership Platform was brought to you by Sibanye, a proudly South African multi-commodity mining company. At Sibanye, we believe leaders are made, not born. We also believe we can create a sustainable legacy by helping to develop tomorrow's leaders today. We are proud of our partnership with the Leadership Platform and will continue to support leaders who are committed to growing our country. Sibanye, we are one. Visit us on sibanyegold.co.za.
Cliff Central. The revolution. I've got something important to tell you. CliffCentral.com.